Hi, you're listening to audio from The Dwelling. We hope you enjoy the message. For more information, please visit us online at www.thedwellingtx.org.
We invite you to direct your attention to the screens or a Bible if you have one. We're going to be in Psalm chapter 150. I'll be reading from the ESV, starting in verse 1. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord."
Awesome. Thanks, Jeffrey. Appreciate that, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're not one of those churches yet, but we're getting there. You know what I'm saying? A praise the Lord church. Praise the Lord. We're getting there. We're going to get there one day. Y'all are, I don't know. Guys, let me say a prayer, and we're going to dive into today's message for the next little bit, if that's cool. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bring to you now this time that we've kind of set aside to hear your word. God, we want to hear from you right now. Please speak, God. Please speak clearly to our hearts. Speak clearly to our needs. Speak clearly to where we need to hear a specific word for real life stuff. Like, God, please don't let this be like a moment of, oh, cool little thought, or oh, nice, or oh. God, please let this be just you working through the power of your Holy Spirit in us and through us. God, I pray that you'd help me right now. Let me just slowly kind of disappear. Let me just share not a word more and not a word less than what you'd have us hear this morning. God, we want to hear from you. Let this not be Seth Kunze time. Let this be your time, and may you receive all the praise and all the glory in this, God. Holy Spirit, fall afresh upon us now. Fall afresh upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in our second week of our series that we're calling the Psalms, and it's a two-week series, okay? A short series on the longest book in the Bible. Next week, we're actually going to be kicking off a brand new series that's going to kind of begin to lead us towards Easter. And but I wanted to do a really short series on the Psalms because, as many of you know, Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday. And out of that becomes this kind of the season of Lent, which most of you don't have a clue what Lent is, which is fine. Lent is this time of simply preparation for Easter and kind of leading up to it. And as that's kind of happening, I was like, man, I want to get us in to at least understanding that the Psalms exist. So if you open your Bible literally to the very middle of the Bible, that's all you got to do is literally just like open to the middle, you're probably going to hit the Psalms, okay? Which is kind of cool. And so if you're in the Psalms, I was like, well, I want to make sure people are aware that this middle part of the Bible exists. And what is it? And last week, I think I unpacked it pretty well, at least some basic overview of the Psalms and kind of what's going on in here. It's really, I mean, there's lots of different themes, but it's kind of the hills and the valleys of our lives, isn't it? One theologian says it's a mini Bible. It's a mini Bible. It covers like all the aspects of that you'd find in the Bible, you'll find in the Psalms. I mean, it's this incredible, beautiful kind of composition of multiple psalms with multiple authors. And what it starts to really reveal is it reveals the heart of believers as they interact with this world and with God. And there's different things that happen, and out of that kind of flows these hills and these valleys. We have these times in our life of kind of incredible, and I'm going to use this word, lament and praise. highs and lows. And as you kind of are following through, what you find is there's times in our life, just like there's times in the Psalms, where there's times of lament. And if I were to draw a square here of the book of Psalms, remember last week I taught that the Psalms are actually broke down into five different books. Do you remember that? Psalm 1, then there's Psalm 42, which is book 2, then there's Psalm 73, which is book 3, then there's Psalm 90, which is book 4, then there's Psalm 107, which is book 5. And as you kind of follow this, it's interesting because you'll find this theme as you're reading through the Psalms that there's early on, there's a whole lot of laments. There's these times where God's people are crying out. And there's a lot of them up front. And then as you kind of go through this, especially book 1 and book 2 and book 3, there's some sprinkling, there's a sprinkling of praises in there, of praise psalms. Okay? But as you kind of are reading through the Psalms, there's 150 of them, you'll find that at the end, as it kind of nears the end, you come to more and more praise psalms. And you'll find sprinklings of laments, psalms, as it nears the end. But especially in book 4 and 5, there becomes more and more and more praise psalms. Now that's actually informative for us. That's actually really informative. As there's kind of a move from lament to praise, there's a couple things we need to understand. The first is this: lament is a completely appropriate response in the Christian walk. Lament, crying out, some kind of grief that you're undergoing and you make it known. You grieve something, you're lamenting something. That's an appropriate response for the Christian. And it's actually a concern of mine because I think sometimes we actually start to teach people that once you're a Christian, everything is supposed to go well. And so what happens is when things start to go bad and then somebody comes up and is like, hey, how you doing? You're like, well, I kind of know what I'm supposed to say here. What I'm supposed to say is that life is good. And so you say, life is pretty good. Even though there's some really tough stuff that you're dealing with deep down in your being. And so you say, yeah, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. I'm not lamenting. No, 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 no. I'm praising God. God is good all the time. All right, God is good. Well, okay. But, you know, your neighbor or your family member has cancer. And you're actually struggling with some real stuff. Or you keep going back to the addiction that you're trying to get out of. Or somebody the relationship continues to remain broken. And so you actually, in your being, you're lamenting, you're grieving, there's sorrow, there's pain, there's hurt, there's brokenness. And see, as we relate to the world, we're going to lament. Have you ever heard of a book in the Bible called Lamentations? Lamentationing? Lamenting is completely appropriate for the Christian life. It's important for us to actually do it. It's actually lamenting. Lamenting is actually a step of faith. As we begin to cry out, man, this situation is too big for me. I am in need. I am in need. And how does Jesus talk about it in the Beatitudes? He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed who understand. Blessed are those who understand that what they need the most can only be given to them. Oh, baby, do you hear what I'm saying? I just gave you gold there. That's huge. Blessed are those who understand that what they need the most can actually only be given to them. That, folks, is what we're dealing with right here. Only God can do this kind of work. Only God can kind of do the work in our lives as we deal with some incredibly difficult things. And so we lament. There's pain. So all you got to do is turn on the news. You turn on, you know what I did this past week? This was, usually I just watch like the American news, like the United States. I went to world news. Holy smokes. It just, it even got worse. I didn't even know those places existed. You know, I mean, there's just all sorts of craziness that's going on in this world. And it's like you lament. We lament. But we don't only lament. We don't only lament, do we? We also praise. We also praise. And it's interesting because the book of Psalms actually has been organized with, at the very end of book five, five praise psalms. Starting at 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, there's five of them that are grouped together intentionally as praise psalms. You'd have to kind of have your Bible to really see it. But all five of these psalms are directing attention away from lament towards praise. Praise God. Praise God. See, there's a steady move from lament to praise. Let me give you kind of the key thought for today. Let me give you the main thought. Here it is. The Christian walk, the Christian life is always projecting towards exclusive praise to God. It's always moving in that direction. The Christian walk, even in the midst of brokenness, even in the midst of pain, it's moving towards exclusive praise to God. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Just go open up to Revelation. Go read the very end of Revelation, Revelation chapter 19, 20, 21, 22. Go read through that. How does it end? How does the story of the saints who are martyred, of the persecuted, of those who've gone through terrible things, diseases, those who've died, how does it end? And it ends with this incredible praise, this incredible and eternal, lifelong, the rest of eternity, sin and death and darkness and brokenness is expelled for all of eternity. And it's an eternal life of praise. That's how the story ends, with a completely new beginning where sin and death and those things don't, they're not with us anymore. We're always moving towards exclusive praise towards God. And we start to even see some of these things happen in our own lives. And I'd ask you, have you praised God lately, or are you always lamenting? Some of you need to hear that part of the message. Well, what is praise? What is praise? I was thinking about that this past week. What is actually praise? Well, you know what praise is if you have ever been praised. Right? You ever have somebody say something good about you? You ever have like a parent maybe come alongside you and say, I'm really proud of you, son. Maybe you haven't ever heard those things. And so you know what praise might be. Because it's been absent from your life. You ever have a boss talk good about you around somebody else? You ever have a boss say, hey, this guy right here, this is a go-getter. I think of the people in my life who've praised me. Those moments in my life where my parents have come alongside me and said, I'm proud of you, I care. Man, I'm impressed by you. I'm impressed with what God's done in your life. I think of the people who are in my life, who are mentors of mine, who maybe my bosses. You know, I remember sometimes like working on the Christmas tree farm and I was just working hard, or on the dairy farm and just shoveling manure, and bosses that would say to other guys, hey, this guy works hard. Those are moments where we kind of, wow, yeah, cool, thanks, man. Where we receive some praise. Well, what is praise? It's interesting. As I was thinking a little bit about this, if you bring up Psalm 150 again, I want to keep that up there for just a little while. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. In Hebrew, okay, praise the Lord looks like this. This is what praise the Lord looks like in Hebrew, okay? Ha, la, and then And then there's actually this. There's a little thing in here, and there's some vowels underneath here and stuff like that, but I don't know any of that stuff. So, yeah, I had to Google this and then memorize. No, I'm just kidding. This is Hebrew for praise the Lord. Here's what's up. Let me just teach you this really quick. It's really cool. This last little bit, when you're reading this, you're not reading from left to right. You're reading from right to left, okay? This little word here is Yah. Yah. And what it is it's a shortened form for the word Yahweh. And Yahweh is the Old Testament's kind of revelation of who God is. God gives himself a name as Yahweh. I am Yahweh, he says. Okay? This is who I am. And this, Yah, is a shortened form of that. Yah. We see this with Jesus' name. We actually see Yah in it. Yahshua. Yahshua. Yahweh saves. Now that becomes Jesus as you move it to the Greek, okay? The Jesus, and then we still got some Jesuses around, you know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of Jesuses in Texas. And then it's kind of moved to Jesus. Yahweh saves. Yeshua. So Yahweh, this little thing right here, is really talking about, this is God. Well, halal, okay? Halal means, and it was really interesting just kind of looking at this word, halal means to boast, to praise, to boast about Yahweh, to boast about God, to praise God, to boast about, to give him the honor, the thing that he alone deserves. Hallelujah. You see that? This word is hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what praise the Lord is. In the Hebrew, it's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that, as it converts to Greek and then to Latin, is alleluia, because they don't have that kind of huh sound early on. But essentially, the original word is hallelujah. So sometimes our songs will say alleluia instead of hallelujah, and sometimes they're hallelujah and alleluia, and we don't know if, are they the same thing or not? Yes, they're the same thing. Praise the Lord. That's what it means. Hallelujah. That's why today when I was giving you communion, the body of Jesus for you. Hallelujah. May you, out of who you are, out of what God has done in your life, may what bubble up be hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Men, are you following me? This is huge. This is huge, because what I want to ask you is this. Have you been boasting? Do you boast in the Lord? What is praise? Do you ever direct your attention to him and what he has done? Do you ever direct your attention to other people about what he has done? If you see something that God is doing, you need to it needs to come out of you like, praise the Lord. I remember one time it's very interesting, this picture, because I was actually with a friend of mine in North Carolina. We were in North Carolina, and me and him woke up really early. Our two families were camping together. We woke up early, and we were going to hike to the top of these North Carolina, the Smoky Mountains, and we were going to see the sun come up. And we went up to the top of this huge overlook, and we looked out over the Smoky Mountains. And when that sun popped up over the top, I'm telling you, it's weird, because this is a guy who, like, I like to kind of be cool with, you know what I mean? Like, I like to try to keep cool with this. Yeah, what's up? We're cool. The two of us up on this mountain, we had to start singing, praise God from whom? We had to. We had to. What we're seeing, what we're experiencing, we have to sing the doxology. I'm sorry, this is going to be really awkward. This is going to be really weird. We have to sing, though, because I'm seeing it unfold, what God has done in this moment. Are there moments in your life that God has done some work, something, and you just have to respond, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What you put down in the bucket, what's in the well is going to come up, kind of thing. What's in the well? Is there anything that God has done for you that you're like, it's so deep inside of me that sometimes it just has to come out? Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to say, I'm compelled to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When is the last time you boasted about God? I mean, I think of my wife, sometimes I'll tell Jacqueline, I'll be like, hey, when I think about you sometimes, I think such good things about you. And she'll sometimes be like, yeah, it'd be nice if you told me that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you're cool, that's great, you think about those things. I'm like, babes, you should have thought or seen the thing I thought about you the other day. She's like, well, you know, tell me that. Say it. Let it come up out of you. When's the last time you boasted about God? When's the last time you gave him the praise and glory and honor that he deserves? Let me ask you this question. This is a kind of a question to get you thinking a little bit. What do you think about? Stay with me here. What do you think about on a regular basis? Where do your thoughts go? On a regular basis, when life starts to just kind of get slowed down, you maybe find yourself at 10 o'clock or something, and what are you thinking about? I already made the case there's a time for lament. I already made the case there's a time for deep frustration and anger, all sorts of, yes. But do you find yourself time and time and time and time again being anxious? Do you find yourself thinking about the things of this world all the time? Do you find yourself thinking about the next purchase? And you've just become an incredible consumer, and so life is literally wrapped up. All of life for you is thinking about the next thing to buy. Are you all consumed by thoughts of relationship issues? Are you all consumed about stuff going on at work? Do you ever stop and just praise God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is your life, and I'm not trying to minimize, that's why I tried to spend some time up front here on lament. I'm not trying to minimize pain. Not at all. It is pain. It's real brokenness. It's a really broken world. The stuff you're going through is real. It's not just God will work, you know, good things, you know, God's working something here. No, it's terrible. And it sucks. But do we know that God will work all things for the good of those who love him? Do we know that he will return? And he will make all things new? Do we know that he is a God who's powerful enough to bring healing? To turn our attention to the one who is deserving of praise and glory and honor? Look at Jeremiah. I wanted to show you this quick verse. Look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. This is in line of, what are you thinking about? Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Which, what is he doing there? He's thinking about his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. Always thinking about his might. Always thinking about his wisdom. Always thinking about his stuff. But let him who boasts, boasts in this. That he understands and knows me. I want to unpack 3 points from our psalm today. The first point is this. We can praise God because he has made himself known. Look at what it says in the Psalms. Look at Psalm 150 here, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. I actually love that because as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, here's God who's huge. But one of the places we can praise him in this psalm is where? No, we can praise God anywhere. I get that. But here, this psalm is really pointing out, we praise him in his sanctuary. We could praise him in the heavens. We could praise him all over the place. Praise him on some mountaintop. But we could praise him in his sanctuary. What does that mean? That means that God has brought himself into close proximity to you. Do you see that? The fact that God is coming near to you is like, holy smokes, literally? Really? He wants to be near to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think of the people in my life. I think of my mentor, a mentor pastor of mine, John Schubert. And this guy, he's a pastor in Atlanta now. But when I was a youth pastor, I sing praises of him, and I boast of him often to people. And the reason isn't because he's crazy special or something, but one of the reasons is just that he came, in those years when I was in Pennsylvania, he simply came into close proximity with me. He allowed me to see what he did. He helped me think through leadership things. He brought me to different conferences. He spent time with me. Just being in close proximity, he's worthy of my praise. Now, God has come into close proximity with us. He comes to dwell among us. The second thing, in verse 2, what does it say? Look and check it out. Praise him for his mighty deeds. What mighty thing has God done in your life? Where has he showed up in your life and rescued you? You know, years ago, when I turned 21, my 21st birthday, I was at a camp, and I was a camp counselor, and I was out in the middle of the boonies with a bunch of these kids, and it was in July, that's when my birthday is, and so I'm literally spending my 21st birthday as a camp counselor with a bunch of kids, like not being able to do what you kind of want to do. You know what I'm saying? On your 21st birthday, like sit back and drink a beer or something, right? That's what you want to do. And I remember sitting in my tent, and I was like, man, you know, it's all good, but yeah, I'm not like, you know, drinking my first legal beer. Drinking my first beer. Legally. I got to think that one through a little bit. And I'm sitting in the tent, kind of bummed, my 21st birthday, it's a big deal. And all of a sudden, this zipper of my tent zips open. And my buddy Atlas comes in. Big, great big guy. He slips into the tent. He's got a six-pack of root beer. And he zipped the tent shut, and he's like, man, you can't celebrate your 21st birthday all alone. And me and him, we tipped him back. We tipped back root beer all night long. We drank that whole six pack. But here's what's cool about that. Here's what's cool about that. My buddy saw me in my need. And he came out to me. Man, God sees you and what you're going through. He sees you where you're at. And he comes out to us. He dies on a cross. He rises from the dead. He rose from the dead for you, for me. He brings us salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has worked amazing things in your life. He's working amazing things in your life. He will work amazing things in your life. Mighty as are his deeds. Mighty is our God. And the last thing I wanted to point out is simply this. Praise him for his mighty deeds, but also praise him according to his excellent greatness. He is God. He is great. And he's worthy of our praise. And I don't know what that does exactly for you, but what that does for me as I was reading through that psalm is it reminds me that God is bigger than any problem that's in my life. Whatever I might be going through, the fact that he is excellent and great reminds me he's bigger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you this next week, may you praise God. May you lament where you need to lament. Don't try to be cool. Don't try to be the Christian who's like, no, everything's all good. No, if it's not good, it's not good. Lament. Cry out. Grieve. Those are appropriate for the Christian walk. But may your life begin to move ever onward towards exclusive praise to God. It's not going to happen in this life. We have to wait his return for that to happen fully. We have to wait that for that to fully happen. But may our lives continue to go forward and forward and forward until hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And even in the midst of our laments, may we find some psalms peppered in there. Praise God. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you, even if it's just thank you that you're here with me now, right in the middle of this crap. Let me leave you with a blessing. May our God bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May you leave with hallelujah on your lips. Amen. Have a great week, guys. You're awesome. Lord bless you.